April was World Autism Month, and that's when the Idaho Department of Insurance issued a directive that requires insurance companies in Idaho to start insuring some therapies for individuals on the autism spectrum. Many studies show that early therapy helps those on the spectrum adjust, adapt, and deal with things like school. Most other states already have this kind of coverage. Idaho was the 47th state to require that type of insurance, and now we require all individual, small group, and large group plans to cover evidence-based treatment for autism. The group Autism Speaks called the Idaho's move, quote, life-changing for families with autism. Advocates say that that right kind of treatment can change the entire trajectory of a child's life. Ron Oberleitner and Rochelle Tierney are both parents of adult children on the autism spectrum. Ron is the CEO of Boise-based Behavior Imaging. That's a company that focuses on health assessment technology for autism and other behaviors. And Rochelle is a communication and advocacy coordinator for the Center on Disabilities and Human Development at the University of Idaho. She's also involved in the Idaho Society of the Treasure Valley. Well, thank you both for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ron, perhaps we'll start with your story, if you don't mind, speaking about your child and how you initially found out that they were on the spectrum.
Well, it was a long process for us. Robbie, at 1.5, started day by day losing skills, the ability to speak, to be able to relate to us. And 2 years later, after a lot of heartache and maybe 10-plus doctors type of visits, finally were able to get a diagnosis. And from that point, we were devastated, of course, but able to learn what treatments were helpful. And then we had to navigate through treatment barriers like lack of insurance or lack of providers in certain areas, but have helped get him to a great level now as a 25-year-old that he's doing much better than he did before.
So from 3 to 4 years, you were tracking this, his current age, 25. What kind of therapies are presently helpful for kids who are diagnosed with autism?
Well, the best practice that most states have adapted is a behavior therapy that is helpful, but speech therapy, many kids with nonverbal autism benefit from, occupational therapy, different kind of psychological assessments to learn where the cognitive deficits are also tools that professionals will use to be able to customize treatments for kids with autism.
And Rochelle, if you don't mind us asking to share your story personally in your family.
Okay, well, really, ours is very similar to Ron's story. Our son at about 18 months, we started to see those regressions. We, again, went to a number of doctors. Our pediatrician kept telling us, oh, he's a boy, and his language will come, and his language is decreasing. We went through a number of doctors. We did finally go through the infant toddler program through the Department of Health and Welfare, and that's where we got his initial diagnosis, and then it was confirmed at St. Luke's.
As someone who lived this, how did you react when you heard that Idaho was going to require insurance companies to cover some therapies for autism?
It's very exciting. When our son was young and we were going through trying to find those therapies or get in there, insurance wouldn't cover his speech therapy or his occupational therapy. And so now this is just another option for families to be able to receive those services. So,
did you feel the state was saying this isn't legitimate? It's not on our list.
I think it was very frustrating not being able to access it through something that we're already paying for. We have insurance, and we want to be able to access that. So we had to go through the Medicaid route when he was young in order to receive those types of services.
And Ron, speaking of this moment where Idaho changed its law, I'm sure you saw it come across the ticker.
It's such a big deal. For us being a family that has lived in two different locations, but Idaho the last 15 years, this is decades in the making to give hope to families where there will be that additional provider resource available to them that wasn't there before. And for our professionals who are dedicated to this, but really can't get paid enough when they're relying on families to pay them directly, or Medicaid, who is just overburdened with the number of increasing cases, to be able to manage services.
That's a good point. It's not just the families, but also the healthcare providers as well that benefit from this.
Very much. I mean, the health providers here in Idaho are so excited about this as well. They've been saying this has been needed, probably top of their list, to be able to do better quality treatment for families that have this extra kind of backing of insurance coverage.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Ron Oberleitner and Rochelle Tierney. They're both parents of children on the autism spectrum, and they can speak knowledgeably about the issue. Is this something that affects you at home? Let us know. You can send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Well, let's talk a little bit more about those therapies, about the medicine that's available for those on the spectrum, about the therapies, actually. What is this? Applied behavior analysis.
It is an evidence-based method to be able to get to our children and teach them to overcome either aberrant or destructive behaviors to be able to be constructive citizens. And it's been proven in the science, but only relatively recently, especially in Idaho, accepted as an evidence-based practice. So that practitioners can use this to help our kids with autism. It helps our kids overcome behaviors that allows them to be functioning in society where otherwise they have a very little chance to be able to do so.
Ron, you mentioned in your family 3.5 years. Rochelle, you mentioned 18 months. How important is it to get therapy started early? How does that make a difference for kids?
Well, I think you'll definitely be able to see the outcomes later on. The earlier they're able to access that intervention, the better off that they'll be able to be to overcome some of those things. We started speech therapy at about, he was about 3 years old when we were able to get into that service. If you can start that earlier, that's just going to increase his chances and outcomes as he enters into the school system to be able to blend in with his peers. So I think, just accessing that earlier is going to give kids the better outcomes.
You know, it's interesting. Oftentimes we speak about autistic children. We've been speaking about autistic children for 20 years plus. Guess what? Those folks aren't kids anymore. They're adults. And even though the phrase autism is somewhat modern, we are now dealing with autistic adults, diagnosed as adults. Can you tell me, Ron, what that is? What are the challenges there in the working world?
Pretty much it's a new frontier for healthcare to be able to tackle this issue. Every year people are leaving the school system with autism and sitting home as 20-something-year-old adults because there is just so much to learn as far as what healthcare needs, what vocational rehabilitation methods could be used to really support these people. There is a tsunami of diagnosed cases. In the past, it was 1 in 5,000. Now it's 1 in 59 incidents. We are having those children age out of school services, and they are adults needing healthcare services and other kinds of services to be able to be sustainable, and live hopefully independently. That's the goal for us parents, to let them live.
And also, this Idaho change in insurance coverage requirements, does that extend to young adults?
Yes, it does. We don't have age limits or anything around the insurance bulletin.
We're talking to Ron and Rochelle. We're talking about autism and a change in Idaho for insurance coverage for people on the spectrum and new behavioral therapies. So you're active, Rochelle, in autism groups. What are you hearing from other parents about Idaho's change in requirements?
I think for the most part, most parents are excited. They're a little concerned just around some of the other benefits that they may be receiving, but it's really opening up an opportunity for a number of children that don't currently receive services. So I think they'll be very excited.
And Ron, we spoke a bit about applied behavior analysis. Are there other therapies that have helped families?
Yes, psychiatric care, speech therapy for sure, occupational therapy, sensory kind of integrated type of therapies like that. There are both kind of tested medical type treatment. And the other thing to remember with autism, you know, we focus on the neurobehavioral aspects, but many of the kids, when they're teenagers, they'll get seizures, 30-40%. So that is a medical issue they need to be treated for. They all have sleep issues in one way or the other. So those need to be treated alongside the autism disability.
Are they also covered? Can the case be made that these are related issues?
Yes. I think the administrative bulletin, you know, focuses on autism treatment, but if somebody's having a seizure, that is a medical issue, needs to be treated medically. So it is covered, but not necessarily needing the bulletin to be able to provide that kind of coverage. But if you treat autism, you're going to be able to also address these comorbid issues of sleep problems, of how to handle a seizure incident, and other kind of medical issues more cost-effectively and quicker to help the person as well.
Well, we appreciate your time here in the studio. We've been talking with Ron Oberleitner, CEO of Boise-based Behavior Imaging, and Rochelle Tierney. She's a communication and advocacy coordinator for the Center on Disabilities and Human Development at the University of Idaho. We've been talking about Idaho's change to insurance coverage for people on the spectrum.